It's a national award which was obviously open to all the local sports partnerships, the 29 across the country. And really, it's an annual event that gives an opportunity and a platform to recognise local initiatives and local partnerships and the work they've done. So, look, we're really delighted to have been successful in this year. And I suppose really, Austin, it's a reflection of the work on the ground, and it's all that diverse work we do and with all the target groups. And we always say that, you know, it wouldn't be possible to do what we do without the support of all the community sports clubs, the community groups and our partner agencies. So look, it's a collective award that reflects the good work by everybody in sport and Sligo.
And it appears, Deirdre, the judges were particularly taken with the work you did over the past 12 months around women in sport and leadership.
Yes, so we had to, I suppose, highlight and showcase some key projects, and the Women in Leadership program was the one that we particularly focused on. And look, I suppose the key there is that it's very innovative in that we took a national concept and brought it to county level and brought it to grassroots level and adapted a program of Women in Leadership. And it has been, I suppose, look, the course itself was, and the program was highly successful in that we had 16 women from a diverse range of, I think, nearly 13 or 14 sports coming together and doing the course. But I think particularly what was also, I suppose, noted was the fact that afterwards and since then, we've created a network for those women that have taken the step into leadership. And that's the whole support structure that happening and developing that at local level is, I suppose, key to kind of, you know, making it, bringing it forward past just getting, being empowered through the course to actually now trying to translate it so that the women actually go on committees, become coaches, go on to boards, and just have the confidence and, I suppose, sharing that whole experience of developing that whole area. So, look, it's a very exciting project. I think there's an awful lot of work to be done in the area to get more women into leadership and sport. But I think what, you know, it's a very high priority with the Department of Sport, with our Minister for Sport, Jack Chambers, and he was there last night. And I think, you know, we're trying to just, as I say, focus on that area, the national sports policy that is looking to get, as I said, more women into those leadership positions. And again, if we didn't have the response of the sports clubs in the county to actually tap into the course and to respond, then we, you know, it wouldn't be happening. So look, at it's a very much a partnership approach, and it's a certain amount of work done and lots more to do in the area.